Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hydman. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Porter and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. McRae moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Cowens reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayberry tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lizcano moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hydman moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive towards third. Hydman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. It's Royals, 3, Brewers, 3. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hydman hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hydman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Joshua reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joshua tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Cowens chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards White. White fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on White. Scott moves all the way to home. It's 5-3, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hydman hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Joshua takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. Thomas moves to third. Joshua moves to second. It's 6-3, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hydman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wolford moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Wolford moves to third. Otis moves to second. Danny Frisella now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Wolford scores. Otis moves to third. Brett moves to second. It's 6-4, Brewers. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frisella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing shortstop. Bob Stinson now catching. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hydeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Rupert Jones pinch hits for Frank White. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.